This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. These past few weeks, we have been studying the Apostle Paul's letter to Gentile Christians in Ephesians. On today's program, Pastor Lee Loving will conclude this series with the message, Your New ID, Light. Please stay with us.
In the difficulties and challenges of today's world, all people need hope. It's important that we realize our identity as Jesus people and shine as children of light. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in your presence together today, may we feel your love. May you fill us again with the power of your Holy Spirit. May we be renewed in our faith in the good news of Jesus' forgiving love. May his Spirit within us shine with light and peace and love and hope. Open our ears to hear your word and sing your praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Our scripture today is in Ephesians chapter 5. Don't be partners with those who deceive with empty words and live in disobedience. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And discover what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness. Rather, expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, Wake up, O sleeper! Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus said, You are the light of the world. Since the beginning of creation, God has been dispelling the darkness with his marvelous light. Do you remember what it says in Genesis 1? Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God hovered over the water. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. Remember when Moses, having received the Ten Commandments, came down from Mount Sinai, having just left the presence of Yahweh himself. It says that his face radiated the light of the glory of God. And also, when God's people were journeying through the wilderness on their way to the Promised Land, it says that in the tabernacle, the Spirit would descend upon that worship space, that the Shekinah glory of God's light would fill the tabernacle, so that it literally glowed with his presence, radiated his glory. The light was the visible manifestation of our invisible God, our infinite God, in his glory and light. Then when Jesus was born, John, in his gospel in the first chapter, talked about it this way. In the beginning was the Word. In him was life. And that life was the light of all people. The light shines into the darkness, yet the darkness has not understood it. Another translation says that the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness cannot swallow it up. Or that the darkness cannot overcome it. That's a hopeful and powerful promise. Light always dispels darkness. Darkness must flee. So when John is writing of Jesus, he says, Jesus is the true light who comes to every person as he comes into the world. The light is Jesus. So throughout the scriptures, we find the imagery of light and darkness used to explain the understanding of the battle of good and evil. The reign of God to bless and give life contrasted with Jesus' description of the prince of darkness, the thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. It's the image of darkness and light permeating the biblical witness of the battle between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. Now, by our own experience, we know that the world is a dark place, a place of chaos and evil, hidden corruption. People struggle to accumulate wealth, money, land, power. And so in the process, they become hate-filled. They download discouragement. Many live in despair and hopelessness. They even impose destruction and death. On a cosmic level, the world is a dark, sick place. And sometimes in our despair, we feel stuck. How can we ever get out of it? Nations are at war. Racism is rampant. People murder one another, thieve from one another, abuse. People are caught up in addictions. Dark, destructive, dangerous, dying. Where is our hope? Well, we who believe in the living God, we who believe that Jesus has come to reveal the heart of God to us, find our hope in Jesus, the Son of God, the light of the world. Have you ever noticed how some people embody darkness? It's like when they enter the room, someone turned out the lights. They're so negative, hypercritical of everyone and everything, quick to find fault, pessimistic, cynical, even predatory, on the attack, destructive. Compare how that feels with the type of individual who is energetic, full of laughter, bubbling with joy. Compare it with the people who are winsome, playful, and fun, who see things on the bright side, who are encouragers. Now, some may say, well, they're just kind of Pollyanna, separated from reality. Maybe. Or is it that through eyes of faith, they see the presence of God and the power of God at work in the world? They see Jesus' Spirit at work, and so hold on to hope. I also know my own heart. I have a sinful, sick heart. And it says that in Jeremiah 17:9, our hearts are deceitful above all else and desperately sick. Who can understand it? Again, John in the third chapter says, the light has come into the world, but people love the darkness rather than the light because their deeds are evil. Now, we might think that those people out there are the enemy. They're the people in the dark realm, and we're the ones that are good in the light. But I remember that Luther taught that the line between good and evil doesn't run between me and you. Rather, the line of good and evil runs down the center of my own sinful heart. All of us have a sinful, shadowy, dark side. And ever since Adam and Eve ran to hide from God after disobeying in the garden, partaking of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, we also run to hide our wrongdoings. We stay in the cover of darkness where we can rationalize and perpetuate our bad behaviors. I don't have to look for darkness out there somewhere. When I'm honest, my own heart is full of darkness. Because of darkness, Many people are lost, confused, far from God, live with despair and depression, anxiety. And I say to you, that's why the good Lord sent Jesus to be our Savior. In the darkness of a cold December night, a virgin girl gave birth to the light of God's love. Do you remember that the angel told Joseph, call him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And then the sky was full of glorious angels singing at his birth. The prophet Isaiah long ago said it this way, the people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who live in the land of the shadow of death, on them God's light has shined. Also, associated with Jesus' birth, remember how the whole of the cosmos reoriented itself to welcome Jesus as the wise men followed a star to guide them to the place where the Son of God lay in a manger. Jesus is the light of the world. So when he says, in a description of himself, I am the light of the world, that's no accident. He is the revelation of God's release of power and life to dispel the darkness, to overcome the evil, to give us victory. Many of us understand the phrase, walking in darkness. Many of us, before we woke up to the full privilege of faith in a relationship with Jesus, could quote well the truth of the familiar Christian song that we wandered off to find where demons dwell. In the 15th chapter of Luke, Jesus told the parable about the prodigal son and the elder brother. Many of us have had a prodigal journey where we spent a portion of our life living far from God. We were lost in our sin, in the darkness of our rebellion, and we woke up to find ourselves in the pig pen of life, broke and alone and sad. Others of us stayed in the church, and like the older brother, we did all the right things, but we were living in the darkness of duty and obligation, and we never cherished the Father's heart. We never understood that the whole of our relationship with God was based on the beautiful light of the grace he gives us in Jesus Christ. I remember years ago as a pastor taking a youth group from our church to the Black Hills of South Dakota. While we were there, we visited a cave, and under the bowels of those hills, under the cave, a tour guide turned out the lights in the cave when we were far under the earth. I'll never forget how black it was. I could not see the hand in front of my face. In fact, there was no way I could ever find my way out of the darkness. So Jesus comes as the light of love shining into my dark dilemma. Jesus comes and whispers to me from the witness of a friend, from a message I might hear in a worship service, from the gentle, compassionate care of a parent, or the lyric of a song, and I hear the truth of the light of Jesus. I see the light of grace radiate from his face. And finally, in my spirit, I say, come in, Lord Jesus. And when Jesus comes into our lives by faith, it's like the dawn sunlight of a new day. And in Jesus' light, all our past sins are forgiven. All our shadows flee. All our dark rebellion melts. And we welcome the power of Jesus' light. That's why it says in 2 Corinthians 5, in Christ you are a new creation. The old has passed away. Everything is new. So this passage in Ephesians 5 tells it boldly, our new identity as the people of Jesus is to be light. Light glowing with magnificent glory of God's Spirit, offering hope to the world. It says boldly, live as children of life. Live as children of light. Live distinctive. It says that all will be goodness as we find out what pleases the Lord. I know that in my own heart, fully aware of the debt that I owe God for not only the gift of life, but the forgiving salvation He provides through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, I owe Him a debt I cannot repay. I long out of gratitude and love to discover what is His will and how I might best serve Him to bring Him pleasure and to fulfill His mission. It also says in Ephesians that we should expose the darkness. We can confront the darkness by living opposite from the culture around us. Countercultural, like salmon swimming upstream, like a single candle in a dark place. Or, have you ever turned on the light in a basement or in a big warehouse and seen rats scurry for cover when the light comes on? So we can be different and distinct from the world, most of whom are selfish. We, as the children of light, can be giving and generous. Most in the world curse the people around them. As children of light, we can make it our commitment to bless the people God brings to us. As children of light, we can forgive instead of seeking revenge or holding a grudge. And while most in the world might seek to abuse and use people, we can love them with Jesus' love. The preeminent quality of the children of light is love. We can live full of confident hope. I remember when David, who later was King David, was hunted by King Saul like a dog in the wilderness. Yet he said in Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? We know who we are, whose we are, and what our future will be because of Jesus in our life. Of course, we're never perfect in our desire to shine. So there's a need for us to seek the light of Jesus' forgiving love, not as a one-time event, but a daily rhythm where we come with our regrets, our mistakes, and failures, and ask Jesus yet again to shine the light of His love in us. I'm told a story of Ben Franklin, who decided to show his neighbors a special way to have a lantern outside their homes. He purchased an attractive lantern, polished the glass, and placed the light on an extended pole in front of his house. Each evening he'd light the wick and hang out the lantern. Before long, all his neighbors noticed the light, and even those far up the street noticed the warm glow around his house. The people passing by his house were delighted because it made walking in the dark so much easier. And soon, other people placed lanterns in front of their homes, and eventually the city recognized the need for well-lighted streets. That led to a cultural phenomenon of street lights, and every city and municipality hired people to be lamplighters. Lamplighters turn night into day, a nostalgic former image of a singular man walking a darkening city street as dusk descended, extending his staff to ignite each dark, cold lamp stem to life with a small flame. He would light the way along the lonely city lanes so that those who were out after dark wouldn't lose their way. Now, in our day of modern technology and electricity and all the advances, we might say that the lamplighter is a past occupation no longer needed. But I want to tell you, in the work of the kingdom of God, light dispels the darkness, and God needs you and I to live in our identity as the people of light. God needs us to be lamplighters who share our passionate love for Jesus with other people so that their hearts can also be ignited with the flame of faith, and the Jesus Spirit could come live inside of them too, and that all of us together with the presence of Jesus Spirit within us would become children of light. Jesus said it, "You are the light of the world, and through the light of your faith, the darkness will flee, and Jesus will shine." Amen. Dear Jesus, fill us with such a vivid sense of your presence. Pour out your love into our hearts so that we freely love every person you bring into our path this day and always. In your name we pray. Amen. Hear God's blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has encouraged you to be a lamplighter who shares your passionate love for Jesus with others so their heart can also be ignited with the flame of faith, and that Jesus' Spirit would live inside of them too. As a nonprofit ministry, Christian Crusaders depends on the generosity of its listeners to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Please consider, if you are able to do so, a gift to help us in this mission. Some listeners have joined our GEM or Gift Every Month Club. They make a regular monthly gift of any amount. If you would like to become a GEM Club member, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. Gifts may also be directed to Christian Crusaders Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. All gifts are tax deductible. If you enjoyed today's message and would like to hear it again, we encourage you to check us out on the internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's christiancrusaders, all one word, .org. The website features a link to both audio and printed versions of today's program. If you would like to receive a CD or printed copy of today's program by mail, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. You can also write us at Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Copies are available free of charge. However, gifts of any amount to help defray production and mailing costs are always appreciated. We are pleased you were able to worship with us, and we pray you will join us again next Sunday on this station. Today's program has been led by our associate speaker, Reverend Lee Lavig, pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Spencer, Iowa. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting biblical truth continuously since 1936.